Wow. Wow. Thank you very much, Georgia. This is like being at a Georgia football game. This is incredible. Wow. Man. I only wish the media was back about 200 yards so that all those people behind them could see. And we have 15,000 people in a different location. I think Brian's going to do very well. Going to do very well. I'm thrilled to be back in this great state that, by the way, we won very easily in 16. With thousands of hardworking and wonderful American patriots, and that's what you are. In just 2 days, the people of Georgia are going to elect Brian Kemp as your next governor to protect your jobs, defend your borders, fight for your values, and continue to make America great again. This is one of the most important elections of our lifetime. This is a very important election. I wouldn't say it's as important as 16, but it's right up there. It's right up there. It really is. It's become so incredible. And there is electricity in the air like I haven't seen since the 16 big victory that we all had together. Incredible electricity. And in fact, speaking of that, could I ask, look at this, like the Academy Awards, look at how many cameras. Could I ask you to turn around and shoot? They don't have to do this with other celebrities when they come here who don't have very big crowds. Look at the people back there. Shoot it. You got to shoot it. Turn around. Turn around. Turn the cameras around. They never turn them around, folks. They never turn them around. They never turn them around. This crowd goes way, way, way back into the field. This is incredible. This is incredible. And I really wish the fake news media would show the crowds, because they don't do it. They always go, Donald Trump gave a speech today in front of a nice crowd. There have never been crowds like this, just so you understand. In the history of politics, you've never had crowds like this for midterm elections. There's never been crowds like that. But you know, all the people, a lot of them watching on television, they get great ratings. At least this speech does. I can't say about the other ones because they don't get great ratings. But you know what? They get it because they hear the noise. You can't duplicate when you have 20, 25, 30,000 people. You can't duplicate that sound with 500 people like you're showing up to other rallies. You know, for 2 years, we've had big crowds from the beginning, right? And by the way, you remember, we never left. And it's we, not me. It's we. We're part. We're all the same. We never left center stage. You know what that means, right? We were always in first place, and then we went against Crooked Hillary, and we did very well there also. But we never left center stage. What a group. What a group. You're great people. You're great people. I want to tell you, you built this country, folks. You built this country. You're great people. But we never did. We never left center stage. Every debate, I was right in the middle. That meant you always had the highest number. You always had the highest number. You were always in. And I always insisted on having an odd number in the debate. You know why? Because I wanted to be center. I didn't want to be two people center. Does that make sense? It makes sense. And during our rallies, we always had these massive, the biggest they've ever seen. And I always used to say, turn the camera around, show. They never did because they're fake news. They don't want to show. And I'd always say, turn the camera around. And I'll never forget, I went through four or five, and they just wouldn't show these massive crowds from the beginning, right? Right from the beginning. 3 years ago, right from the beginning. And then what happened is there were some protesters in one rally, like two people that live in a basement of their parents' house. And I thought the camera was very new and you couldn't change them. You know, they're very rigid. There's steel stuff and you couldn't change them. You couldn't turn them. And then we had a little protest in the back corner, which was impossible for a camera to see. And those cameras, they looked like pretzels the way they turned. When they saw trouble, they were able to turn. But that's the way the press treats us. And I hope you show the real crowd that's here today. And I hope you show. And I hope you show the thousands of people that are another part of the airport watching this on television. Thousands and thousands of additional people. They'll say, President Trump and former President Obama had wonderful crowds. Let's sort of come here. But this election will decide whether we build on this extraordinary prosperity that we've created. Did you see the numbers on Friday? Did you see those numbers? Or whether we let the radical Democrats take a giant wrecking ball to our economy and to our future. America now has the best economy in the history of our country. And it can be destroyed very quickly. That's why you have to get to the polls. In the last month alone, we added 250,000 jobs, and that is despite the hurricane, which also hit a chunk of Georgia. Those Georgia farmers, I met with them. I was with Sonny Perdue, our great agricultural secretary, and I met with a lot of the farmers. And these are great people. I'll never forget it, actually. These are great, great people. And one of them said, sir, I've been growing cotton for 25 years. This is the best crop I've ever grown. I had some problems over the last 2 or 3 years, but this is going to take care of all my problems. And then the hurricane came, and in 4 hours, there was nothing left. And it was true. There was nothing. It was gone. All the best cotton that I've ever grown. Now, I assume that's a man that knows cotton. And I'm saying, what does the best cotton mean? If I ever said that, they'd say, what is he talking about? The best cotton I've ever seen. Sounded like Trump, actually. But he meant this was the best crop he's ever grown. And it was good. And then, boom, it was gone. And I told Sonny Perdue, who loves you, who was your governor, as you know, and a popular governor. And a popular governor. I guess he'd still be governor if they didn't have term limits. Sonny was a great popular governor, and he's now the Secretary of Agriculture. And I told him we're helping those farmers in Georgia. And by the way, Alabama got hit. Florida. Did Florida get hit or what? And we're helping them all. We're helping our farmers a lot. In addition to the deal we made with Canada, Mexico, etc., we're helping our farmers. We're going to get them over this because they got really hit hard. They got wiped out. We're going to help them. Great people. Great people. Since Election Day, we have created 4.5 million new jobs, and we have lifted 4.3 million people off of food stamps. Think of that. Jobless claims in Georgia just fell to their lowest level in 45 years. More Georgia workers are employed today than at any time or any point in American history. Think of that. You want to see that end quickly? You want to see Georgia prosperity end quickly? Vote for the Democrat. She'll end it quickly. She will end it quickly, and she'll double up your taxes, and a lot of bad things will happen. We passed a massive tax cut for Georgia families, and we will soon follow it up with another 10% tax cut for the middle class. We're working on that now. Here in Georgia, the great news just keeps rolling in. Jobs are going up. Crime is going down. Wages are rising, first time in many years. You saw that in the report on Friday. Poverty is plummeting, and confidence is at an all-time high. Other than that, we're not doing very well. Under Republican leadership, Georgia is safer, Georgia is stronger, and Georgia is winning like never before. And I'll tell you what, I know Brian. He will take it to new heights, heights that you wouldn't even believe. I know him. This guy doesn't stop, which is what you want. He's an incredible manager. He's been successful all the way up and down the line. This man will bring it to heights that you wouldn't believe even today with those great numbers. And to protect your rights and freedoms, we overcame the Democrat smear campaign and confirmed the newest member of the United States Supreme Court, Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Boy, did he get treated badly. The Democrats treated him so badly, so unfair. And did you see what happened on Friday? You know what I'm talking about, right? They knew. You knew that before. You knew that. These three women, they knew that before. They knew that a long time ago. So a woman who accused then-Judge Kavanaugh of horrible, horrible crimes admitted that actually she never met Judge Kavanaugh or Brett Kavanaugh or Kavanaugh, period. Never met him, never saw him, and the act never happened, and it was a lie. It was a total lie. She made up the story, and she was forced to admit it. It was a false accusation. It was a false statement. And she was forced to admit it. Can you imagine? This man, for 10 years, I wasn't, who knew I was going to do? I was happily building buildings in Manhattan, having a good time, having a nice, simple life. A nice, simple life. And then I said to my beautiful first lady, I said, what the hell? Let's give it a shot. And look what happened. Look what happened. And look what happened. Now, and we're doing things for our country that haven't been done in 100 years. What we're doing, we're turning it around. By the way, when I came in backstage, this happens all the time. But when I came in backstage, a very powerful, strong guy was saying, thank you very much. A very, very powerful guy, big, strong guy, with tears coming down in his face, said, thank you, Mr. President, for saving our country. This happens all the time. This happens all the time. Thank you. Tears. Tears. I said, when was the last time you cried? He said, I don't know that I ever cried. Even as a baby, this guy didn't cry. But he was crying backstage. I mean, tears are coming down, thanking me. And it's true. We turned the country around. The country was going down. But think in terms of Justice Kavanaugh. Think if he didn't get the appointment based on this woman's false accusations. Think of it. Think of it. Just think of it. How horrible that was. I think this was number four. And by the way, what about the other ones? How about the other ones, folks? This was number four. Oh, you'll see others now. But how about the other ones? But listen to this. So supposing this was the final straw and the Democrats who were so bad, who were so disrespectful, who were so horrible, right? How about the leak? How about Dianne Feinstein with the leak? I don't know about the leak. Remember when she went? No, I don't know. Did we leak? John Cornyn asked the question. He answered, boom. Did you leak? No. No, we didn't leak. We didn't. I always say that may be the worst body language I've ever seen in my life, right? She leaked. In other words, she leaked. But it was terrible the way he got treated. And now this woman comes forward, says, I never met him, and it was a false story, false statements. I lied. She said, I lied. And he could have lost a judgeship on a story that was made up. And the way the Democrats treated him and us, you got to get to the polls on Tuesday and you got to vote. The contrast in this election could not be more clear. Republicans produce jobs, Democrats produce mobs. You've heard that. You've seen it. You've seen it. Antifa. They take the helmet off and they take the armbands, and you see these little arms. And then they see the clubs in their hands. You know, they're tough guys, right? Where are the bikers for Trump? Where are the police? Where are the military? Where are the ICE? Where are the Border Patrol? No. We've taken a lot, folks. But you see these guys, you take off their helmet, their black outfit with the pads, or tough guys, you know, and they're swinging clubs viciously. They couldn't care less who they hit. These are bad people. These are people causing problems, and the press doesn't want to talk about them. If the radical resistance, and that's what they are, radical resistance, takes power, they will move immediately to reverse America's progress and to eradicate all of the gains that we've made. The Democrat Party wants to raise your taxes, restore immediately job-killing regulations. They want to take away and destroy your health care, because that's what's going to happen. Impose socialism and totally erase America's borders. How about that caravan? Do you want to let that caravan just pour in? I don't think so. So we started the wall, $1.6 billion, another $1.6 billion just approved. We're building it in pieces and chunks, but I want to build it all at one time. In the meantime, you saw, last week I called up the United States military. We're not playing games, folks. There's no game. Because you look at what's marching up, that's an invasion. That's not, that's an invasion. And a lot of things happening. You know, ask yourself, how do you think that formed? And did you see the second caravan? And we pay these countries, by the way, Honduras, El Salvador. We pay these countries hundreds of millions of dollars, which, by the way, will be stopping very soon. Okay? They don't do a damn thing. They don't do a damn thing for us. We called up, I asked Vice President Mike Pence to call up the head of Honduras, to call up the heads of all. He called them, he said, listen, we don't want you to allow the formation of caravans in your country. We pay you hundreds of millions of dollars a year, which is probably just stolen. And we don't want it. And you know what? Oh, absolutely, we will. In the meantime, nothing. They do nothing for us. Democrats want to invite caravan after caravan of illegal aliens to pour into our country. These are the same caravans that have violently overrun Mexican soldiers and police. You saw this. We're not dealing with babies here, folks. You know, every time I say you have some rough people in there, the media said, how dare you? We want to see proof. Well, they gave you 300 names yesterday. These are rough, rough people in many cases. And if they're allowed to break through our borders, only larger and bigger, we have emboldened these people. It's not going to happen. And by the way, you saw how good our military, they got off those planes. I had so many calls and I had so many people. And we look at those soldiers. And you saw that barbed wire going up, that barbed wire. Yes, sir, we have barbed wire going up. Because you know what? We're not letting these people invade our country. We want them to come in. We want them to come in, but they have to come in legally. They have to come in legally. And that's why I'm sending a message today to the caravans, to the criminals, to the human traffickers. Do you believe human trafficking, because of the internet, is more prevalent today than it ever was in the history of our world? This is a worldwide unbelievable problem. Who would think we're talking about this? You think of that from 500 years ago. Because of the internet, worse today than it's ever been. And we're not letting in the smugglers. So turn back now, because you're not coming into the United States unless you go through the process. Turn back. So if you want more caravans and you want more crime, vote Democrat. It's very simple. If you want strong borders and safe communities, vote Republican. And by the way, I saw him backstage. I said, I'm going to bring him up just for a second. He's a really good guy. I met him years ago, and I know you really like him. He's a Georgia legend who truly knows about winning. He led the Georgia team to a national championship, Coach Vince Dooley. Vince, come up here, Coach.
Trump, thanks for coming to Georgia and supporting Brian Kemp for our governor. Brian grew up with our family. We've known him since they were 10, 15 years old. My wife's best friend is Brian's mother, a football player. My son played side by side as the offensive guard and tackle, with a total weight of about 180 pounds apiece. They weren't going to kill him today. But President Trump, thanks for keeping your promises. Thanks for all you've done. God bless America. And And one other thing, I talked to Herschel. And Herschel, Brian, Herschel supports Brian, and you'll be hearing from him in the next day or two. Via the mail. God bless you.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you, Coach. And the coach is right about the great Herschel Walker. He has given me his support from day one, and I understand he just endorsed Brian. And Herschel, you couldn't stop Herschel. Remember that? I remember in his day at Georgia, they wrote a ballad, right? The ballad to Herschel Walker. It was pretty easy to coach that team, though, Coach. What you did is you took the snap and you handed it to Herschel. 10 yards, 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards. And then everybody on the team went into the NFL. They said, well, but I'll tell you, Herschel Walker's been great, and he's been a tremendous friend of all of us, and that was some football player. And you have a great team this year, but having Herschel wouldn't be bad, right? Having Herschel. Thank you very much. And we're grateful to be joined also by a man who's really done a terrific job as your governor, Nathan Deal. Nathan?
Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Nathan.
Nathan Deal. Thank you, Nathan. And here with us today is a man we all know. He has been such a tremendous help to me in the United States Senate. Whenever there's something tough, everybody tends to go to David Perdue because he gets it done. Thank you, David. Thank you very much. Thanks, David. What a great guy. And also, Sonny Perdue. Where is Sonny? Where is Sonny? Where the hell? Sonny, you've done a great job. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sonny. Great job, Sonny. We gonna get the money for those farmers in Georgia, Sonny? Huh? We may have to come up with some new rules, but we'll get you there, right, Sonny? We'll get you there, because what's not, you know, it's amazing. You know what's amazing? We give billions and billions of dollars to these foreign countries that don't give a damn about us, and we can't get a couple of bucks to farmers that got wiped out by a hurricane, and we're going to take care of our farmers. In Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, okay? I just put a lot of pressure on Sonny, but he can handle it, right? He can handle it, David, right? And we are joined by many fantastic Republican members of Congress. I hear they're all doing very well. They don't even have to be introduced. They're doing really well. But you know what? Let's not take a chance. Go out and vote. I've heard before how well people are doing. And then, you know, people say, oh, we don't have to. You're doing so well. And then bad things happen. Go out and vote. Congressman Buddy Carter. Buddy, thank you, buddy. Thank you, buddy. A terrific guy, all of them. These people helped us so much with tax cuts and regulation cuts. Congressman Drew Ferguson. Drew. Thanks, Drew. Great job, Drew. Austin Scott. Thanks, Austin. He's got the Make Farmers Great Again hat. He's got the green hat. That's called Make Farmers Great Again. That's what we've done with our new deals with Canada, with South Korea, with Mexico. Remember, they said we wouldn't get them done. We got them done. And they understood if we didn't get them done, we were just going to have to tariff all their product coming in. So we got them done. And they were great. Jody Heiss. Jody. Great job. Thank you for all the help. Thanks, Jody. Great job. Barry Loudermilk. Barry. These are all guys, they're winning by so much. Usually I have to tell, like, long stories about each one. In other words, with these guys, but you still want people to get out and vote, right? Right, Barry? Rick Allen, Rick. Thanks, Rick. And Tom Graves, great people. Thank you, Tom. Thank you. You have great people. If you don't want to be saying Speaker Pelosi for the next 2 years, get out and vote. And I will tell you, you don't hear this thing too much about the blue wave anymore. Do you notice? You know, about a month ago, 2 months ago, I was hearing about this horrendous blue wave. It's going to sweep us all out. It's going to be terrible. I haven't heard the term blue wave, but you better get out and vote. Otherwise, I'm going to look very bad with this statement. Huh? This Tuesday, the people of Georgia are going to head to the polls to choose your next governor. And I think most of you know how important that decision will be. Brian Kemp is an incredible fighter and a tireless champion for the people and for the values of Georgia. And he was with me right from the beginning. I read an article, they said, he was with Trump from the moment he saw Donald Trump and Melania come down the escalator in Trump Tower. That's when he was with. I like those people. He will keep your jobs and wages rising, which is what's happening. He will provide great schools and health care for your loved ones. And he will keep your family safe. So important. Brian will always stand behind our military, and he has. He will stand behind our vets. More importantly, he loves our vets. He talks to me about the vets. He talks to me about the vets a lot. Sometimes I say, Brian, we got to talk about another subject. Please, Brian. And we got Veterans Choice passed, by the way. He's always behind our police and our law enforcement, and he will never let anything bad happen to our Second Amendment, which, believe me, is under siege. Our Second Amendment. Our Second Amendment. If Stacey Abrams gets in, your Second Amendment is gone. Gone. Stacey and her friends will get rid of it. You wouldn't mind somebody comes knocking at you, please, like you have your guns turned over to government. Take your guns away. Please give us all guns right now. Brian's opponent, Stacey Abrams, is one of the most extreme far-left politicians in the entire country. You know that. She wants to raise your income tax very substantially. She wants to raise your property tax very substantially, right through the roof. She supports a socialist takeover of health care, which means you will never be able to see your doctor, just like the vets never got to see their doctor. And just like President Obama, I'm going to be very nice, did not tell the truth. When he says you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan, he said it 28 times. And it wasn't true. You put Stacey in there, and you're going to have Georgia turn into Venezuela. I don't think the people of Georgia like that. And Stacey Abrams, and I spoke to law enforcement, spoke to everybody, is really weak on crime. Really weak on crime. That's not what you need. She wants to end the death penalty for even the most vicious and ruthless killers. Stacey Abrams voted against tougher penalties for violent criminals who assault our police officers. Stacey Abrams wants to turn your wonderful state into a giant sanctuary city for criminal aliens, putting innocent Georgia families at the mercy of hardened criminals and predators. Abrams voted in favor of allowing illegal aliens to receive public benefits. So that's one. She even, listen to this, voted to let illegal aliens hold public office. Isn't that wonderful? And Stacey Abrams wants illegal aliens to vote. You know, that's one of the big deals here. They like them coming in because we're winning. And they figure if enough of them come in, eventually they'll be able to vote, and they're going to vote for the Democrats, right? We can't let this happen. For other reasons, too, but we can't let that happen. She opposed requiring proof of American citizenship at the ballot box. And she recently said she wants illegal aliens to be part of her blue wave. I think her blue wave's not going to happen. And she brought Oprah here to help her. And you know, Oprah was a friend of mine until I ran for office at it. Once I ran for office, we diverged slightly. In fact, you know what? Yeah, I think the media will check this. Look at all those cameras. That's terrible. A lot of people said it should be frightening every day having to speak in front. And they're looking. One little mistake, one little stutter, one little accidentally saying wrong word. It's a major headline. It's a major headline. A little bit of a mispronunciation of a word. It's front page news all over the world. You know what? You know what? The bottom line, just don't make any mistakes. But anyway, so Oprah, and Oprah's been down to Mar-a-Lago, and honestly, we did. Until I ran for office, we did very well. We had a good relationship, and I like Oprah. But you know what you don't know? Oprah, when she ended her show, had her five most important people, I assume, her last week. Remember the last week? Well, I was on her full show on the last week. I think they're trying to burn the tape. Are they trying to burn the tape? But Oprah was here to endorse Stacey, and I'm here to endorse Brian. And you know what? I hope you're going to listen to my endorsement. Stacey Abrams will make your schools and neighborhoods unsafe, and she will make your jobs disappear like magic. You know the magic wand that President Obama said, you'll never get your manufacturing jobs back. You'd need a magic wand. Well, we did. We did. But all of these reasons, and maybe the best reason of all, he's a great leader. He's a strong man. He's a strong personality, which you need. And he is somebody that will be a great governor of Georgia. Brian Kemp, please come on.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you, Mr. President. We're so glad that you have Georgia on your mind. I was just thinking backstage about my opponents had, you know, Obama and Hillary and Elizabeth Warren. But we got Trump, Pence. So we got Trump, Pence, Vince Dooley, and Herschel Walker, the goal line stalker. Mr. President, I do, on behalf of hardworking Georgians, want to thank you for your response to Hurricane Michael. I was on the ground down there, as you were, and the vice president was, and Secretary Perdue, and I've never been more prouder to be a Georgian to see the federal, state, local response to our brothers and sisters in need. Thank you very much. As you know, my opponent doesn't think a whole lot about farmers and people that work in hospitality, but you sure do. We also want to thank you for the tax cuts. Because of that, with the leadership of Governor Deal, taxes were cut in Georgia last year, and with your help, I'm going to do it again next year. We also appreciate you taking a chainsaw to government regulations at the federal level. Because of that, we are having record unemployment, record job growth. And I want to thank you for your huge endorsement in the primary. It made a big difference, as you remember. I want to thank you all for supporting our president. And I want to thank our president for standing up and fighting for our country and fighting for hardworking Georgians. But as you... But as you all know, many times the states are the laboratories of democracy. And the president needs some help at the state level from time to time. So I want to encourage you all to get out and vote on Tuesday, to talk to your friends, talk to your neighbors, get the vote out. We will go to work as Georgia Republicans like we've done over the last 16 years under Governor Sonny Perdue's leadership and Governor Nathan Deal's leadership. And we'll work hard with this president to continue to make America great again. Thank you.
Beautiful. Wow.
But it is true. I've been working for getting great senators elected, been working with David and everybody else, but we're going for the senators. We do whatever we can for the congressmen and women, and we've done that. But I haven't done too much for governors. This is an important race for Georgia. I am here for Brian because the governor of Georgia means so much to our country. So you got to get out there. And this is a very worthwhile stop. In addition, I happen to like the people of Georgia very much, so it's not so bad. It gives me a good excuse to say hello. If Democrats gain power on Tuesday, one of their very first projects will be the socialist takeover of American health care. You know what that means? It means long waits and bad service, and a lot of problems. And we'll go over that because they possibly will come up with that, hopefully, in their campaign. The remaining left-leaning person, they'll come up with that, and you'll see what happens. You will not be happy. The Democrat plan would obliterate Medicare and eliminate Medicare Advantage for more than 635,000 Georgia seniors who depend on it. Republicans will protect Medicare for our great seniors who have earned it. And by the way, people don't realize this, who have paid for it. Thank you. And very importantly, Republicans will always protect patients with pre-existing conditions. We're doing it. The Democrats like to spread false rumors. They're the ones that won't be able to because there'll be nothing left when your system is obliterated. The Democrats' plan to destroy health care also includes raiding Medicare to fund benefits for all of the illegal immigrants that they want to pour into our country. As we speak, Democrats are openly encouraging millions of illegal aliens to break our laws, violate our borders, and destroy our nation, essentially. Because you know what? Without borders, we don't have a nation. We don't have a nation. The incredible thing is, over the years, we've been fighting so hard for other countries' borders. But we don't protect our own border. But we're protecting it now. Even with the worst laws, they are the worst laws. They have given us so little, and the Democrats don't want to change the laws because they want this chaos at the borders. They think it's good politically. I personally think it's backfiring on them, and I think maybe they made a big mistake. Illegal immigration costs our country far more than $100 billion every single year. That's more than double the entire state budget of Georgia. And illegal immigration is also deeply unfair to American workers, including African-American and Hispanic American. You know that. African-American, Asian-American, Hispanic-American workers, not fair. Not only do the Democrats' open border policies drain our treasury, but they endanger every American community. And you see that. You see what's going on. Nearly 100% of the heroin in the United States enters through the southern border, along with roughly 90% of cocaine, the majority of meth, and a substantial portion of the ultra-lethal fentanyl killing our youth. These drugs have destroyed hundreds of thousands of lives last year and killed, last year alone, 70,000 Americans, and they don't want to toughen up the immigration laws. I think they're going to do very poorly at the ballot box, but I may be wrong. And they want to get rid of ICE. Elizabeth Warren wants to get rid of — I can't call her Pocahontas anymore because she has no Indian blood. It's a problem. She has no Indian blood. I have more than she has, and I have none. And I said that a long time ago, before she brilliantly sent out the test results. That was not a good test, Elizabeth. That will be great leadership when dealing with North Korea, China, Russia, all of these countries that you have to deal with. That was not good. Is she still running for president, Brian? Is she still? I'll tell you, she is pushing a guy up in Ohio who will be a disaster for the state. We want Mike DeWine. You know, she's pushing somebody named Cordray in Ohio. He is a disaster. He's worse than she is. Last year alone, and Ohio is just too smart. DeWine, Ohio, if you're listening, DeWine, they must be listening with all those cameras. DeWine, he'll make a great governor. So important. The governorships, people really don't realize how important governorships are. I mean, they can destroy your state or make your state really great again. They can destroy it and quickly or make it even better. Last year alone, our brave ICE officers arrested 127,000 aliens with criminal records. Think of that. Including those charged or convicted of approximately 48,000 assaults, 12,000 sex crimes, and 1,800 murders. Now, do you believe those numbers? And by the way, ICE, these are really tough people, but they're great. They love our country. And they are going in to towns and cities and places, and they are throwing MS-13 gang members the hell out of our country by the thousands, by the thousands. And nobody here wants that job. That's a tough job, but they like it, and they do it great. And we're going to protect them. The Democrats want to abolish ICE. They want to release drug dealers and MS-13 gang members. Remember when Nancy Pelosi got angry at me because she thought I didn't speak well of MS-13 gang members? They cut them up. They go straight into your neighborhoods. We believe that any politician that puts criminal aliens before American citizens needs to be voted out of office very quickly, or certainly not voted into office. Republicans will always stand with the heroes of ICE, the Border Patrol, and law enforcement. And you have great law enforcement in the state of Georgia, that I can tell you. This election is about safety, and this election is about jobs. For years, you watched as we let foreign countries plunder our wealth, shutter our factories, and decimate our industries. You were victims of it. Many of you were victims of it. But those days are over. We've added nearly 500,000 manufacturing jobs, and that's going up to almost 600,000 very shortly. Remember, they were the jobs that won't happen anymore. They were the jobs that we would have needed. The magic wand, they'll never be brought back. I'll tell you what they are. They're among the best jobs any state or country can have. And they're pouring in. Last month alone, we added 32,000 manufacturing jobs. That's 1,000 manufacturing jobs every single day. Nobody thought that was possible. I recently announced that we are replacing the horrible NAFTA deal with an incredible brand new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The USMCA is a giant victory for Georgia farmers, manufacturers, and dairy producers. A tremendous, and they said it wouldn't happen. It happened. We're opening them up. We've taken the toughest ever action to crack down on China's abusive trade practices, and we're doing very well. That's something that could also happen, and if it doesn't happen, we're going to do very well, too. After years of rebuilding other countries, we are finally rebuilding our country, thank you. Because we are now putting America first. We have also taken bold action to reduce the price of prescription drugs. Secretary Azar, you'll see them come down. You saw a month ago when the drug companies rose their prices very substantially. And I said, get me the name of the head of Pfizer and Novartis. And I made some calls. And they immediately dropped their price. Yes, Mr. President. No, we were only kidding when we gave you that price. We were only kidding, Mr. President. And that's when I realized how powerful the presidency is. True? No, I thank Pfizer for doing that, and Novartis and the others. They did it, and it was great. But you're going to see prices coming down. We're cutting out the middleman and woman, I guess, right? We're cutting out the middleman and the middlewoman, and you know what? I'm going to have a lot of people that hate me, like, really badly, almost as bad as the left, almost as bad as the Democrats, if that's possible. Almost as bad as the Democrats. Well, you know what we'll do? We'll blame Russia, okay? We're going to blame Russia. Okay. Let's blame Russia. After years of soaring Obamacare premiums, average premiums in Georgia this year are coming down. We're bringing them down. And what did we do? We got rid of the individual mandate, which was a disaster for people. And we very much defanged it, and we're running it properly, and it's being every week more and more. We're doing a good job. And you notice your premiums are not doing as badly as you ever thought. It's a lot better than you would have thought. We have defanged it, and really, it's being decimated. We actually had it repealed and replaced, but we had one disappointing vote, and we didn't get one vote from a Democrat. We didn't get one vote from a Democrat. Slightly, that was a slightly disappointing vote, folks. But it doesn't matter because we're now doing it a little bit differently. We're doing it piecemeal, and it's working out just fine. We've just introduced new affordable health care plans for Georgia, individual markets that only cost about half the price of Obamacare, and it's frankly better insurance. We passed Veterans Choice, giving our veterans the right to see a private doctor rather than waiting online for 10 days, for 20 days, for 3 months. They see a doctor. They take care of their, I mean, literally, I say this all the time. People that were modestly ill take some weeks and weeks to see a doctor, and by the time they get there, they're terminal. Think of it. I mean, think of how horrible. Now they go out, they see a doctor, they take care of themselves, we pay the bill, and that's good. Our veterans, that's for our veterans. And not that it matters in this case, because the only thing that matters is the vet, but it also happens to save us a lot of money, if you can believe it. They get rid of this big problem and saves us a lot of money. You know, they're waiting online. Sometimes they wait 3-4 weeks. Can you imagine? You can't see your doctor for 3 or 4 weeks and longer. And we also passed the landmark VA accountability law to ensure everyone and anyone who mistreats our veterans will be held accountable. And the minimum we do is say, you're fired. That's the minimum. We secured $716 billion and last year, $700 billion to fully rebuild our great United States military. And we gave our incredible warriors their largest pay raise in more than a decade. And at my direction, the Pentagon is now working to create the sixth branch of the American Armed Forces, the Space Force, which we need badly. I withdrew the United States from the horrible, one-sided Iran nuclear deal. And Iran's been a much different country. Has Iran been a different country for the last 6 months? Is that incredible? When I came in, it was just a question of how long would it take them to take over the whole Middle East. They were going to look for the Mediterranean. That was a long ways. They were looking for the Mediterranean. They're not looking anymore for the Mediterranean. We have recognized the capital of Israel and opened the American embassy in Jerusalem. We have made extraordinary progress in so many ways, and yet we're just getting started. But the Democrats want to throw America in reverse and drag us backward to the failures and betrayals of the past, and that's what they were. You look at what's happened to our country over the last long period of time. We are going, and we're going, in the wrong direction. But you know, now when I have meetings with foreign leaders, with kings and queens and princes, and we meet on occasion with a president and a prime minister, every one of them comes into the Oval Office practically, and they say, before anything else, I want to congratulate you on the incredible job you've done with the economy of the United States. Pretty amazing. And we're ahead of schedule. But I need you to vote for a Republican governor and a Republican Congress. And we have to get all of those votes. You know, this is the greatest political movement in the history of our country. I don't know if you know it. It is. And we're all a part of it. It's not me, it's all of us, we're together. But this is the greatest political movement in the history of our country, maybe ever. There's never been anything like this, but we have to keep going because the changes we've made are incredible. Thank you very much. No, what we've done in a short period of time, we're way ahead of schedule, as you know, but we've got it turned and we're starting to really, it's really getting better and better. And we're learning our way around Washington like you wouldn't believe. It can be a nasty place. But the things we've done, and everybody says it, including the Democrats, when they're not on television or not talking to a mic. They cannot believe what we've done, and they want to stop it as fast as possible, and we're not going to let that happen. With your support, we will keep on cutting your taxes, reducing your regulations, and raising up your incomes, which have already gone up a lot over the last 2 years. We will protect Medicare, and we will protect your Social Security, just like I've been saying during the debates, right? I talked about your Social Security, and everybody said, we're going to change. Well, I was the one that said we're not, and guess what? There haven't been any changes. We will defend your right to free speech, religious liberty, and we will continue to confirm judges who will interpret the Constitution of the United States as written. Two judges. How about Justice Neil Gorsuch, Justice Neil Gorsuch, and Justice Kavanaugh? Two great people, two great intellects, two great scholars. These are the people we need on our Supreme Court. We will fully secure the borders. Thank you. I love you too, darling, except this. That was a guy, wasn't it? Yeah. I love you anyway. Thank you. Thank you. We will pass Kate's Law, stop sanctuary cities, stop catch and release, end the ridiculous visa lottery, end chain migration, and we will keep the criminals, traffickers, drug dealers, and terrorists the hell out of our country. We're going to keep them out. We will lift millions of our citizens from welfare to work, dependence to independence, and poverty to prosperity. For years, you watched as your leaders apologized for America. They apologized. I saw it, you saw it. Now you have a president who is standing up for America. We're standing up for your values. We're standing up for Georgia. And we are proudly standing up for our national anthem. I'm asking every citizen from every party, every background, go ahead, go ahead. It sounded too good. I had to let him go forward. I don't think we could have stopped them anyway, do you? Good job. Good job. Thank you, fellas. I'm asking every citizen from every party, every background, and every race, color, and creed to reject the Democrat politics and the policies of anger and division, and to reclaim our proud and righteous destiny as Americans. I need you to get your family, to get your friends, get your neighbors, get your coworkers, and to go out and vote Republican. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. This Tuesday, I need the people of Georgia to send a message to crying Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and the legendary Maxine Waters, and all of the radical Democrats by electing Brian Kemp as your next governor. Loyal citizens like you helped build this country, and together we are taking back our country, returning power to you, the American people. We stand on the shoulders of brave Americans who crossed the oceans, tamed the wilderness, secured our independence, won two world wars, and planted our great flag on the face of the moon. American patriots defeated fascism, vanquished communism, delivered millions into freedom, and built the greatest country and most powerful military in the history of our world. These courageous Americans did not shed their blood, sweat, and tears so that we could sit at home while others try to erase their legacy, tear down our industry, and destroy our proud American heritage. We didn't do it. From the farm fields of Georgia to the big sky of Montana, from the deserts of Nevada to the Everglades of Florida, from the coal mines of West Virginia to the steel mills of Indiana, and in every city and town across our land, we are going to work, we are going to fight, and we are going to win, win, win. We will not bend. We will not break. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will never surrender. And we will always fight on to victory, victory, victory. Because we are Americans, and our hearts bleed red, white, and blue. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And Georgia, together, we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Georgia. Thank you.